Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. It's good to have you here. And I want to thank this entire Sangha for how wonderfully well we've been treated, all of our needs foreseen before we even knew what they were in the era. It's just absolutely marvelous. And Jesse has been fantastic. Paul's been fantastic. Every single one of you has been wonderful. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. So today is September the 11th. And many people are commemorating this day. And we shall do so too, in our own special way. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is filled with fear and hatred. And sadly enough, many of the people who reflect on the significance of this date will be experiencing fear and or hatred in their hearts, which is a very unfortunate. But it's a reflection of the kind of illness that afflicts our society and really mankind as a whole. I know some people today will be mainly thinking about themselves, this country, and the people that died 10 years ago as victims. But if we think about what happens, every sentient being, and definitely every human being on this planet, everything they do, they do as a part of seeking happiness and trying to escape from suffering. Is that not right? It's universal. And out of suffering comes hatred, which is a terrible, terrible thing. If we can eliminate suffering, or at least if we can minimize it, and keep in mind, the Buddha taught us that in life, pain is inevitable. It's suffering that's optional. But worst of all is that we create a lot of unnecessary pain, and we don't realize that we are the creators of our own suffering. To whatever degree we might be able to reduce, minimize, or perhaps even eliminate suffering, we would eliminate aversion, ill will, hatred. Instead, people would experience love. And people who experience love experience true happiness. As Shantideva put it very clearly, all of the suffering in the world comes from trying to make ourselves happy. But all of the true happiness in the world comes from doing for others. And so if there were more love in the world, there would be far more happiness. So I'd like you to join me in a meditation in which we will all generate as powerfully as we can the wish that all beings be free from suffering, that all beings be free from ill will, that all beings be filled with loving kindness, and that all beings be truly happy. Are you with me?
Yes.
Let's do it. Make yourself comfortable. Adjust your seat. And as you sit here, just look around and all these wonderful, beautiful, incredible people that we have the good fortune to be in the company of. We are truly blessed, yes. And this wonderful place that we're in that provides the opportunity for us to get together, to listen to different teachings, to learn different practices. It's all very special. And I have had a chance to visit your local area, and most definitely this Cape Ann area is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. On a very beautiful planet with many beautiful places. But this is a very special one. And I really enjoyed the community. So I ask you to just be aware of your good fortune here in this place. It's very wonderful, isn't it? Okay. Close your eyes. And repeat to yourself after me. May I be free from suffering. And now I want you to call to mind, as clearly as you can, what it is like to be completely free from every source of discomfort, pain, unhappiness. To be totally at ease. You may use your memory to recollect what that is like. Do anything you can to generate a very strong feeling of being completely at peace, completely at ease, comfortable, at rest in the present moment. Without losing that feeling of comfort and ease, say to yourself, may I be free from ill will, and bring to mind what it is like to be completely free of all strife, ill will, to be totally at peace with everything and everyone. Feeling it as clearly as you can, the sense of ease and peace, harmony, and retaining that feeling, say to yourself, may I be filled with loving kindness, and call to mind that feeling, that warm, generous, giving feeling of love. Recollect that feeling. Picture anyone or anything that helps bring that feeling to mind. Fill yourself with feelings of ease, peace, and love. Let it fill you until your heart is overflowing. Now, while filled with that feeling, say to yourself, may I be truly happy, and call to mind feeling of happiness. Do anything that is necessary to bring that feeling of happiness and intermingle it with the feelings of ease and peace and love. A little smile on your face. I think it might help. say to yourself, just as I wish to be free from suffering, free from ill will, filled with loving kindness, and truly happy, so do all beings wish to be free from suffering, free from ill will, filled with loving kindness, and truly happy. And now I would like to thank you to think of somebody who is very dear to you, somebody who has meant a lot to you, has helped you. Picture that person in your mind. Visualize where they might be right now. Try to see them, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. And now, send to them this feeling you've generated, this feeling of ease, contentment, peace, harmony, love, and happiness. Send it to them. And in your mind's eye, watch their reaction as they find this feeling suddenly pervading their mind. Give them this glorious gift. Feel the joy in your heart that comes knowing that they enjoy these precious feelings. And now choose someone else who is dear to you. Someone else who is precious. Visualize them. Wherever they may be, whatever they may be doing, and send them this gift. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from ill will. And imagine all suffering and all ill will falling away. May you be filled with loving kindness. See what happens as they fill with that warmth of love. And may you be truly happy and see the smile that forms on their face. now choose one more person who is dear and precious to you. Visualize them and send this gift to them as well. And if, as a result of this thinking and deciding and visualizing, the intensity of your own feelings of ease, peace, love, and happiness have faded at all, take a moment to bring that back up to full intensity. Feel those feelings as thoroughly and completely as you can. Let that smile spread to the corners of your eyes. And now I'd like you to choose somebody that you're not so close to. Perhaps a neighbor, co-worker, someone that you know passingly well, but are not very close to. Visualize them, wherever they may be, and send them this gift. Visualize them being pervaded with these same feelings that you're experiencing. And now choose someone you hardly know at all. Maybe somebody you just met by accident recently, or encountered in a store or on the street. Somebody who's a relative stranger, but who you can picture in your mind. Visualize them. Imagine them wherever they might be, whatever they're doing, and send them this gift. as you do this, say to them, may you be free from all suffering. May you be completely free from any sort of ill will. May you experience genuine love. May you be truly happy. Say to them, I may not know you, but I know that you and I are exactly alike. We both suffer, we both feel pain, we both feel love, we both feel happiness. I can see myself in you, and I can see you in myself. Now I ask you to think of someone that you have difficulty with, who's caused a problem for you, with whom there may be some kind of conflict or disagreement. Choose a person that you're having difficulty with. Picture them in your mind as clearly as you can, wherever they may be on this Sunday afternoon, whatever they may be doing. And as sincerely as you can, say to them, may you be free from every kind of suffering. And wish for them that same feeling of ease and contentment you find in yourself. May you be free from every kind of ill will. May you be totally at peace with everyone and everything around you. And wish for them that same sense of peace that you feel in your own heart. And say, may you be filled with love. May you know the warmth, the joy, the pleasure that comes from loving another, and send to them those same feelings of love that you feel in your own heart. Say, may you be truly and completely happy. May I share this happiness that I feel with you. May you feel it too. I invite you to think of another difficult person, perhaps the most difficult person you know or have known. Visualize that person as they may be at this very moment. Realizing that they too are just like you, send them these same four wishes. May you be completely free of every sort of suffering. May you be completely at ease, content, comfortable. May you be free from ill will, every sort of displeasure, free of any kind of annoyance. May you be totally at peace with everything and everyone. May you know the joy of love. May it warm your heart. May it pour forth from your body. May it fill you completely. And may you attain to the highest and most supreme happiness. May you enjoy a bliss beyond anything you've ever known before. Imagine how that person may look as they feel these things. As a wave of peace and comfort and love and happiness roll over them and through them. See them. Person that you mistakenly thought of as an enemy, perhaps, or who may have foolishly thought of you as an enemy. At the deepest level, you are the same. Now I ask you to do something a little bit easier. Without opening your eyes, picture in the mind, in your mind, all of these wonderful people sitting in this room with you. And send to them the same feelings of ease and contentment, total freedom from suffering, total freedom from every kind of aversion and ill will, complete peace, of love and caring, and of sublime happiness. So picture those sitting beside you, behind you, in front of you, every person in this room, and send to them this wish. Feel the same thing coming from every other person in this room to you. There is no limit to this wonderful feeling. Let's share it with everyone in Cape Ann, every single person, every single animal, bird, fish, grasshoppers, mosquitoes. May all the sentient beings in Cape Town be in this moment, free from suffering. May they be free from any kind of ill will and animosity. May they know the taste of love. May they be truly happy. May everybody in the state of Massachusetts be free from suffering, free from ill will, filled with love and kindness, and truly happy. Let's spread this feeling to everyone. Let's spread it to everyone in North America. Everyone in North America, in this moment, experience all suffering falling away, all anger and aversion falling away. May they experience a moment of pure love. May they be overcome by complete happiness. I'd like you to think of all of the survivors of the victims of the attack 10 years ago. And I'd like you to add to that all of those who worked so hard afterwards, many of whom have suffered permanent injury and illness because of those events. May every one of those people, may they be free from suffering. May they be completely spared any feelings of ill will or hatred that come from those events. May they feel only love and appreciation. May their hearts be warm. May they be truly happy. Now I would like you to picture all of those people in the world who may consider themselves to be the enemies of us here in this country. I want you to think of those people who have suffered, and because of their suffering, they have come to hate us. Let us all send them the wish. May every single one of you, may you be free from suffering. May you be free from the suffering that comes from ill will and hatred. We offer you these feelings of comfort, ease, peace, contentment. We want you to feel love where once there was hatred. We want you to feel the joy of caring for others. We sincerely want you to be happy, truly happy. No matter what you have done, no matter what you may have contemplated doing, what we wish for you is true and complete happiness, complete and total freedom from suffering, love rather than hatred. May all beings in every corner of every universe be forever free from suffering. May all beings in every corner of every universe be totally free from the poisons of ill will, hatred, animosity, aversion. May every being in every corner of every universe be filled with pure love. May all beings everywhere in every time be truly happy. I would like you to give yourself permission to stop suffering. Give yourself permission to overcome, to transcend your own suffering. May each of you be free from suffering. Give yourself permission to let go of all aversion, all annoyance, all irritation. Allow yourself to be free of the burdens of anger and displeasure. You deserve this. May you be free of all negativity of every sort. Give yourself permission to become a vessel of love, of service, of kindness. Allow yourself to be someone who tastes the greatest joy that is possible, which comes from seeking the happiness of others. Give yourself permission to attain the highest, purest and most sublime happiness as possible. Very much. Would you like to take a little break and we can come back and talk?